killed Angelique, written by Emma Darcy and read by Stephanie Daniel. She laughed. It wasn't funny. It never had been funny. I picked up the gun. She'd brought it out to prove she could take care of herself against anyone. Another power tool to play with. Her laughter crashed into my ears and pounded through my brain, crowding it with echoes of other times, the same sound magnified 100-fold, pulsing from her, the vibrations of it lifting my hand, pointing the gun, pulling the trigger. Boom, 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 drowning out the laughter. It was strange, hearing the radio program playing afterwards. My eyes focused on the floor where there was now a body. A quiet body. A dead body. Spattered with little holes. I felt nothing. No grief. No guilt. Nothing. The only thought running through my mind was, she shouldn't have laughed. Chapter 2. 3:10 p.m. The sign said resident parking only, but the empty space was too convenient for Maddie to pass by again. She'd already circled several blocks in search of a place to park. Frustration added its bite to rage and grief. Her normal consideration for another's rights was cast aside. A quick jerk of the wheel swung her car to the curb. A spurt of fierce aggression justified the action. In the parking space behind her was a black Porsche, directly in front of the renovated terrace house that belonged to Anne Conroy. It had to be hers. It had to mean she was home,